Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Marie Claire took a look at Harry's dating life prior to meeting Meghan Markle. Most famously, there was Chelsea Davey, who dated Harry on and off for 7 years during their 20s. Afterwards, Harry fell for Cressida Bonas, and they dated for 2 years. Both relationships reportedly ended in part because neither woman wanted the pressure of marrying into the royal family. Royal commentator Julie Montagu pointed out in an interview for the UK's Channel 5 documentary Harry and Meghan, Three Troubled Years, said, Montagu, if you look back at Harry's prior relationships, neither of those girls wanted to commit, and now you're wondering, is that the exact same reason that Harry and Meghan have now left? Because of these exact reasons, these two prior girlfriends did not want to marry into the royal family. Davy and Prince Harry met when they were just teenagers and dated on and off until 2010. Speaking to the Times of London, Davy said, yes, it was tough. It was so full on, crazy, scary, and uncomfortable. I found it very difficult when it was bad. I couldn't cope. I was young. I was trying to be a normal kid, and it was horrible. Davy was training to be a solicitor for some of their relationships, though she quit the profession in 2014. I like to enjoy life, but I like to achieve things, and I'm very ambitious. They can be forgiven for not knowing I was working really hard. I didn't shout out about it. If you go out once, they take a picture, but they don't take a picture of you going to work every morning. It's of you falling out of a nightclub at 4 a.m., she told the Times. Davy, who is from Zimbabwe, added of their breakup, it was nuts. That's also why I wanted to go back to Africa. Now it's calm. It's fine. In an interview during their relationship, Harry said of the press attention that Davy faced, I can see how upset she gets. My girlfriend is somebody who's very special to me. And yes, she's gone through some very hard times. Royal reporter Katie Nicholl wrote in her book, Harry, Life, Loss, and Love, that Davy ultimately ended the relationship after seeing the spotlight placed on Kate Middleton around and during her wedding to Prince William. Being part of the royal wedding has made Chelsea's mind up once and for all. The life of a royal bride was not for her, and she told Harry she could never make the sacrifices Kate has made. Bonas and Harry reportedly dated for 2 years. Although she has never spoken about it publicly, in 2020 she declined to speak about Harry and Meghan stepping back from the royal family, saying to the Evening Standard, I wouldn't take a position on that because it would be a headline. Also, out of respect, it feels like a long time ago. When it comes up, it feels strange because I'm in a different place. Still, it's thought that Cressida Bonas ended her relationship with Harry after seeing how the press treated Kate Middleton and becoming spooked. Nicholl wrote, Cressida was sitting at home watching Kate on the royal tour of Australia. It was a wake-up call. There was no way she wanted that sort of attention, and she told Harry so. Nicholl added, twice he had been left heartbroken because the women he had fallen in love with didn't want to share the life he had been born into. Harry recently revealed his attempts to avoid the paparazzi when dating Meghan Markle. The first time Meghan and I met up for her to come stay with me, we met in a supermarket in London, pretended we didn't know each other. Harry added that he tried incognito by wearing a baseball cap and just looking at the ground, where he had a stunning view of a surplus of chewing gum on the grocery store floor. We were texting each other from the other side of the aisle, and there were people looking at me and giving me all these weird looks, and coming up to me and saying, Hi, Prince Harry continued. I texted her asking if this is the right one, and she's like, No, you want parchment paper. Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Mirror chimed in, describing Harry as the royal renegade hanging out with rich pals in America. But in his younger days, Prince Harry was pretty much doing the same. His trip to Las Vegas has gone down in royal legend, as pictures published by The Sun showed him naked in front of a nude woman, covering his modesty with his hands. Another showed him leaving little to the imagination as he bear-hugged a naked woman from behind next to a pool table in a hotel room. The pictures caused a media frenzy as further details emerged, with one attendee of the party telling TMZ there was a pool table and he was playing air guitar with pool sticks. He was screaming out, Somebody get me a glove, I'm going to do a Michael Jackson impression. Biographer Katie Nicholl later claimed that the royal ran up a £30,000 bill while staying at the exclusive Wynn Hotel. Back home, Harry, understandably keen to avoid further pictures of his dance moves, found increasingly novel ways to escape the limelight. In 2010, he reportedly sneaked into the London club Embargo through the fire escape. On the evening before Prince William and Kate Middleton tied the knot on April 29, 2011, the royal was reportedly up till 3 a.m., nearly injuring himself after leaping from a balcony while enjoying some pre-wedding drinks with Chelsea, Davy, and Pippa Middleton. A source told the Daily Mail, he flinched for just a moment before he stood up, rubbing his ankle. Then he looked up, smiled, and waved to a roar of cheers before disappearing onto the lawn, where there was a secret exit. People were laughing and joking that his fall could have seen him walking through Westminster Abbey the following morning with a broken leg. At one point, it was thought he'd twisted his ankle. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intriguing. Good times.